Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Base vehicle free count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
But it is the Homemade Broadcast. My name's Will Kuntz. This is Anna Hummel next to me here. She is dressed up for Halloween.
No, I'm just cold.
As a gypsy ghost.
A bohemian gypsy Romanian Zionist. Colonist imperialist white devil.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
Well, happy Halloween, everybody. Welcome back. My God, I feel like everybody forgot about us already. We've been gone for a few weeks, first due to Hurricane Milton. Then we had, basically Hurricane Milton. I'm traveling back from I skipped town. I was out of here. And you stayed, though, for Hurricane Milton.
Yes, and then I got COVID.
And then you got COVID.
It was kind of not in the stars for both of those weeks. First, because of the hurricane. Second, because you were on your way back. I was still kind of sick, and it was a mess. But we're back now, healthy, happy.
And you had a tough time with COVID, right?
Yeah, it was kind of embarrassing.
Yeah.
Because I really pride myself on my immune system. Much like my father, we say stuff like, you know, we don't have weak DNA. That's something we've said to each other.
Yep.
I haven't been sick in about 3.5 years and then just got knocked on my booty. Just
terrible.
Out. So I was fine. Like, I was fine. I was fine. But I was like surprised at how sick I got.
Did you have it before?
Yes.
And were you sicker this time?
I felt like last time was a harder punch, but it was quick. Whereas this was more of a drawn out sort of thing where each day wasn't as challenging, but it lasted much longer for me.
Okay.
Embarrassing.
Yeah, that's too bad.
But I'm back. We're back. I feel good. I feel like I got like a, you play like a Mario Kart, Mario Party?
I mean, I have. I'm not an avid player.
You know when he gets like a boost, like blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like that now because now I have another, some more immunity to a different variant.
Okay.
Whatever Latin or Greek letter it is this time.
That's good.
AEPI. I feel like they should start naming him after like fraternities or whatever. But
it's cute to see people who like still mention COVID in public discourse. Mm. You're just like, we are so past that.
Yeah. Although it is somewhat still relevant because I got it, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But
No, it's still there. I'm not saying that it's not doesn't exist anymore. It definitely still exists. It exists now as much as it did back then.
Yes,
really,
it is.
It's just, you know, people just have this moved on.
Correct. And this would be my advice, and this is exactly what I did, and I suggest other people to do if you get COVID, is walk it off.
Yeah, just literally.
That's what I did. I walked it off.
Walk it off.
Walk it off. Don't be a
walk it off in churches. Walk it off in nursing homes.
Yes.
Poor facilities.
Walk it off. Yeah, although I do have to admit this. I walked into a Publix with a mask.
Okay.
And I was embarrassed for myself. And I wanted someone to say something to me because I'm usually on the other side judging others. Mm-hmm. I wanted someone to say something to me so I could rip it off and go, I have COVID. You know, like, I'm doing this for your benefit, not my own. I'm doing this not because I'm scared, but I don't want to kill Brenda.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, now we're definitely way past the point that whenever I do see somebody with a mask on, I'm just assuming that they are sick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that the assumption?
Yeah.
Not that they're scared.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
You can kind of tell in the eyes. Sometimes you go, you're scared. But most of the time, I'm like, something's going on with you.
Right.
It may not even be COVID. Maybe you just have a cold or something. You're trying to be. Now I kind of think it's nice.
Okay,
honestly.
Good.
Now
good.
I'm like, okay, you're trying to. I see what you're doing here. There's not to say that there's any. I mean, there's tons of wackadoos who are still, you know, afraid, but. I just assume that they're trying to be nice.
Yeah.
And they're ill.
Because as soon as I got out of the store and I was like in open space, I ripped it off, which shows, hey, I'm being courteous to you. Like, I'm fine, but I don't want to. Okay. That makes me feel better because in my mind, I thought I looked like someone who is afraid. But I'm being actually the courteous one by not trying to spread germs.
Yeah. So. I think that's how most people.
Cool. All right. I feel good about that now.
Welcome back, everybody. Yeah, we've got tons to talk about. So much that I was running it through in my head, and I'm like, I should be writing all this stuff down because we've been gone for 2 weeks and there's so much to talk about. I totally did not do that today. So I did tell you some things, though, to prompt me on.
Oh, I won't forget.
At the beginning of the uncensored extra bonus time, which who knows, that might even last a little longer since we weren't here the past 2 weeks. We are on Substack, by the way. If you are listening on Wednesday at 6 p.m., we are live on YouTube and Rumble, willsyoutube.com. You can interact with the show. You can do super chats. You can do normal chats. We got people now enough that they're like talking to each other in the chat room, which is very nice. I do enjoy that very much.
Can I respond to a comment that we made? Can you go up just one little click? Up one click. On the arrow.
Oh.
There. When Holyoke Joe says, I've never worn a single mask, you're bedbound. So
you don't have to, Joe.
People should walk into your room with a mask.
Exempt, Joe.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I felt like I didn't know if he was throwing shade at me as if to go, I'm not afraid. I go, but your whole existence is in a room.
Right.
Right. So. Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah. So that's good. So if unless something catches our eyes in the chat room, we'll pull it up too. But a good way to get your comments read, and we can, get some money for doing this. A little bit of money is the super chat. So that's good. As you can subscribe to the Substack as well. That's awesome. And right now you get the audio only podcast of the full entire episode, not just the free 30 minutes that you'll hear on a podcast feed or on Radio St. Pete. HMBradio.substack.com. I made it super cheap. As cheap as they would let me do it is what I made it for. And you could subscribe for a year or two, which cuts down on that cost more. It's a really good way to support Anna and I in this endeavor. But let's get to the program. We're already a third of the way through, believe it or not. And Hurricane Milton was here and it's gone. Helene here, right on its, or no, I guess Helene was first.
Yes, 10 days prior to Milton.
Oh, man. It's been a whirlwind.
Yes, it has.
This whole thing has truly been a whirlwind here. But Florida residents are planning to sell their homes and leave after hurricane season. There's people talking about they had to rip. I was driving down First Street in St. Petersburg. You ever been on First Street?
Probably, yes.
Yeah, I'm sure you have. Yeah. But there's kind of a little back road that kind of makes you avoid 4th Street. So it's, it's one lane. No, I guess it is two lanes and you don't have to drive on 4th Street. 4th Street is terrible. So I take 1st Street and it is like a bomb went off.
Really?
So bad. It's so bad. There's so much stuff just piled up. And I went to the doctors, which we'll talk about later. But he's got a buddy in Shore Acres.
Oof.
Shore Acres in St. Petersburg. Bless your hearts. Luckily, you're rich because it was really bad. He said his buddy, I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh. It's terrible.
It was a nervous laugh.
It was more of a gallows humor thing. So I do apologize. I know I've helped clean out, people's homes from Helene. And it was terrible. My doctor said that his buddy's house in Shore Acres had 4 feet of sand in it.
Sand. Yeah.
I mean, that's how high the water was. Mm. But after back-to-back storms this hurricane season, many residents are planning to sell their homes and move out of flood zones or out of the Sunshine State completely.
Oh, wow.
Bye-bye. I get it, but goodbye. Don't come back. Some wasted no time with a contract for a new home. See, this is what I'm saying. Like, they have enough disposable income. Thank God. Thank God for them that they're able to just kind of, like, leave this behind, a very expensive home, which probably before the hurricane was high six figures, if not in the seven figures. Mm. And just buy something else and leave. I mean, right?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, good for them. God bless them.
This is Jody Hammeroff. Says, we're not going to move back into this house. It was very traumatic, and I don't want to go through this again. We actually have a contract on a new house. We're just not going to come back here. No joke. My husband had someone looking for us 2 days after Helene. Right next door, our neighbor in Shore Acres said that they're also selling after the rebuild. He said, is this worth going through again? How am I going to feel next year, let alone 2 weeks later? But this one was. said Chris Beardsley, a Shore Acres resident. He said it's more important for a peace of mind for the future to move along and sell the house for what we can get for it. Beardsley said his family tried convincing him to leave the state, but he couldn't leave his law practice in the area. Says, you think, should I move home where I grew up? Could we move across the country? But for my profession, it keeps me in the area. He plans to rebuild first, but a realtor said she's getting dozens of calls from residents wanting to sell their homes while it's still gutted. They just said they don't want to do it anymore, and I don't really blame them, of course, the Tampa Bay realtor said. So they're going to be very discouraged, and everyone that I've met with so far has been, all but one are for sure going to sell.
May I?
Sure.
I feel like I need to get something off my chest.
Yeah, please.
I think the last time we did a show together, it was the Wednesday before Milton.
Yes.
And I kind of made a casual joke about how there was some disturbance in the Gulf.
Yeah.
And I was kind of hoping for something significant so that my cousin wouldn't have to come. So I feel like I got a little bit more than I bargained for. And I'm really sorry that I caused Milton.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it was my fault. I'm like, man, wouldn't it be great if... And it wasn't even that I didn't want to see my cousin. This is how lazy I am. It's like, I don't want to clean the house. That seems annoying.
A hurricane will clean it for you. In some cases.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was funny because, you know, the boyfriend was like, yeah, wouldn't it be great if she didn't come? And we were both kind of like joking about it. And he started showing me the disturbances in the Gulf. And he goes, this might hit right when she's trying to get here. Fingers crossed. And then it literally did. And when it was building,
did she show up anyway?
Well, she couldn't because the airport was closed. Okay. So unfortunately, TPA made the decision for us. But she, and it was funny because she said she had a whole East Coast trip and she only bought insurance for the Florida leg of the trip. And she was able to cash in on that. Yeah. So thankfully, but it's been 7 years. So we'll try again in another seven.
Try again in another seven. Well, I mean, hopefully this is a 1 in 7 year type of storm. Florida certainly did get walloped this hurricane season. I believe 3 storms made landfall in Florida. And obviously Helene was. I want to know what the economic, I know they don't know. It's probably going to take them a long time to calculate it, but I think that's going to be like number one as far as destruction caused from a hurricane. Just because, you know, North Carolina got effed up. Interstates totally got destroyed.
How many people are dead? Because, you know, maybe I've been watching too much Tim Kennedy recently. Do you know who this is? You know, Tim Kennedy.
Yeah, he's on Joe Rogan.
He was a former UFC fighter, Green Beret, like just a bad A, if you will. And, you know, he's up in helicopters like there are 600 people that are missing. And I'm like, what? Why is no one talking about this? Asheville was just destroyed. There were mudslides and floods. And I'm sure, you know, you've seen some of the footage as well.
Sure, but, sure.
Yeah, really, really scary stuff. Really, really scary.
Really terrible. Mm-hmm. I mean, the fact that people are just picking... I mean, Florida has gotten tremendously lucky with hurricanes. I feel like, especially this coast. In fact, there was
Florida. Well, maybe Florida coast.
Yeah, the Tampa Bay area.
Okay, that's a lot more specific.
Yes, you're right. You're right. Because Fort Myers got womped.
Ask the people about Ian. You know?
Yes. Yeah. So. That's true. But that was only last year.
Two years ago.
Mm-hmm. So it's been pretty good. I've lived here for, you know, 40 years, almost next month. And I feel like we've gotten, you know, there's been some disturbances, but it feels like they've been more common now lately within the past few years.
Now, I've only lived in Florida for 8 years.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe 3 out of the 8 years I've seen headlines such as this is a historic storm. This will be a historic storm, the likes of which we haven't seen in over 100 years. And every time we're okay. Now, Helene, I mean, people have lost their homes. Milton, there's been damage. But like, I would say we were bruised and battered, but not knocked out. We weren't demolished by any means.
I mean, Helene, I think, did more property damage than Milton. But I wasn't here for it, so I don't know what it was like outside. You were, though.
Yes, I was gallivanting around, and that kind of made my sickness worse. So if you're on the cusp of COVID, stay inside. Because I was like, oh, I'm feeling a little better. Let me go run around in the rain. And then the next day I really fell ill. But yeah, it was cool. It is, it's kind of fun to see how bad it can get.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I mean, I get that. I know it's terrible, but I do get that.
It's kind of like a scary movie. Like, you don't want to be maybe absolutely terrified for your life, but a little scare, it makes you feel alive. Mm-hmm. It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, how bad is it going to get? Are we going to... am I going to see a tree go down? How hard can
lots
it
of
blow?
Trees? Lots of trees down here, and big ones too.
How fast do you think the wind would need to be blowing for you to stand outside and like take flight?
Take flight.
Take flight.
Well, after my visit to the doctor's office and stepping on the scale,
I cannot wait to guess your weight.
Take a lot.
The next part of the show.
We're going to do that in the special bonus portion, extra time, uncensored, because I don't want to curse once I tell Anna what the results were on the scale. And you can get that, by the way, live Wednesday on Rumble and YouTube, willsyoutube.com, and on Rumble HMB Radio. And you can join us and join the conversation. And also the Substack, hmbradio.substack.com. Now, I do want to talk, obviously, this is kind of a harsh segue here. But, you didn't have any damage, right?
No, we're fine.
No damage. No damage here either. I mean, frankly, when I came back home, I was surprised that even the plants on the back porch were still up. The lights that we have strung up, still up. I think it was the way the wind was, because we're facing, the front door is facing north.
Right.
So I think the wind was coming on either side, east and west. I think, right?
Yeah.
The way...
Yeah. I'm trying to think about like the spaghetti models and everything and how the storm was hitting us. But it was just a bit... The eye was about an hour south.
Yeah. So. It was Siesta... Was it Siesta Key? So that's about an hour south. Yeah. But with the drive... I mean, it's what? 30, 40 miles? I mean, it was pretty...
It was close.
It's pretty much a direct hit. I would say.
I don't know if I can say that, but it was close.
Okay.
It was uncomfortable. It was uncomfortably close.
Yeah.
Which is great. It also, a lot of great things happened during the hurricane, and you won't hear a lot of people say that, but I was blocked by my sister for 3 months.
Oh.
And it's unblocked me.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So Milton is, although keeping family apart, me and my cousin, it's bringing me and my sister together.
That's good. That's good.
She decided to check on me, which was really nice of her.
That's nice.
Really
nice of her. I think we actually talked about that when you were over here last time, not on the podcast.
Yeah.
But
yeah, me and my sister haven't spoken in several months. Oh, Pillow Pants, $5. Thanks.
Hey, Pillow. Thank you. Welcome back, sexies. Thank you. Appreciate it.
But yeah, so my sister reached out and said something. And I think she said something like 3 days late, but like, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
She mellowed on it. She thought about it.
Yeah. I mean, I could have been, you know, dead those 3 days, but I wasn't. So I responded and I said, thank you. Thank you for checking on me. I appreciate that.
I like that a lot.
Yeah. So now I'm out of the doghouse kind of.
Well, that's good. I would say overall, I know a lot of people, you know, just personally for my family members, I think everybody got extremely lucky. I know a lot of people are suffering, and that's terrible. Hopefully we're done for the year. We can recoup, and I'm a little nervous. You don't think so?
No, I'm just kidding. Okay. Wouldn't it be great if there was like a Thanksgiving surprise?
It could happen.
It lasts until December 1st, I believe, is the...
I think it's November. I think it's
June 1 to December 1.
Let's look it up.
When is hurricane season? It is half.
I thought it was November 1st.
You might be right. I thought it was December
hurricane 1st. Season.
November 30th.
So okay. December.
There could 30th. Be a November surprise. We get Kamala and a hurricane.
Oh, there's how great be some would that surprises. Be? Yeah. Oh, that's. Well, I was going to say, weeks. Like, I know we got a lot going on, a lot to talk about. I mean, the election is. You know what?
13 days away.
Holy man.
Do you have plans? Because I do.
I don't. As of right now, I think I'm going to like load up the rifle and just sit with it on my lap just in case.
That's probably a better plan than mine. I'm having, I'm going to get drunk with my girlfriend and we're just going to drink like all the wine and watch Fox News and then just like pass out in her son's bed.
I like that.
He's not going to be there, by the way.
So. The son must be thrilled.
No, no, he's not going to be there.
Okay. All right. But we do have Halloween. Now, I don't know how I was looking at a few days ago. I was looking at Instagram as I'm wont to do. By the way, you can follow me there, home_made_man, if you want to. And I saw people dressed up in costumes and I'm going, it's a little early, isn't it?
Yeah.
A little early, but, and then I'm looking at the calendar. I'm like, holy S, it's already the 20th.
I know.
You know, the 23rd,
this is yeah.
Really, it's next week though, because Halloween is on Thursday.
Dude, you could dress up all month.
1 week from today. I don't know.
Dress up all month. I'd say like at least 2 weeks out, you're good.
You could start celebrating and get your pumpkins ready. But you shouldn't be like Halloween parties, I feel like, are the last 2 weeks, maybe.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
But really, it's this weekend is when everybody's going to be popping off for the Halloween parties. Is
it, right? I believe it falls on a Thursday this year.
It does.
Okay.
Which means next year, Friday.
Ooh,
Friday, Halloween. That's going to be fun. And I wanted to see, these are always cool, the top 25 trending Halloween costumes of the year, according to Google. Should we even try to guess them? How do you feel about dressing up? Do you dress up? Are you a dresser upper?
I don't think I've dressed up in. Oh, I dressed up last year as a pickle.
Okay.
Yeah, I dressed.
Did
up
you like have a to do that for work? Deal.
I didn't have to, but okay. It was a.
Did
was,
anybody else dress up at your work?
Yeah, we had like a. It was called a Bubble 199.
Yeah,
it
was
like a fun.
What was the sponge? What did he dress up as?
Dress up.
He didn't.
No. It'd be like a potato. I don't know.
I thought it might. No. I mean, you could just be a sponge.
No. So
be very
all the girls, there were a lot of beautiful women with fake breasts and they showed up with looking just very sexy.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was a pickle. And okay. I'll show you the picture of us all together. It's great.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They're all like super hot nurse, cat lady, and then just a big old dill.
Not the one you're thinking of. Yeah. Not the sexy kind.
Yeah. It was a good move. It was fun.
I like that. I like it. Yeah. So you're not like a get sexy, get what about?
I did once in my life.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I pulled it off. Maybe not.
What were you?
Well, I was 24. I was doing a lot of drugs at the time.
Mm-hmm.
It was like the best time of my life and also the worst time of my life. It was great because I was hot, young, thin, and doing drugs and getting a lot of stuff for free, which makes anyone happy, especially a Jew.
Yeah.
But then my parents were like getting divorced, so there was that in the backdrop of
trying
that.
To get back at dad.
Yeah, no, not really back at dad, just trying to escape more so.
Yeah, gotcha.
The pain. But I dressed up as a sexy version of, do you remember Legends of the Hidden Temple?
Yeah,
I was a
loved it.
Green monkey. Okay. Green monkey. I bought a green monkey shirt.
Yes.
I think. And then I had a skater helmet from where, I don't know, but it was in my garage. And then I spray painted it gold. And then I just was wearing like short black shorts. Like they were spandex. They were
okay.
Yeah. And then I got like knee high athletic tube socks and then like boots, but they were like heels. Oh. And I took a picture of myself and I wish I could find it somewhere. But like, I remember looking at that picture for weeks after. I'm like, I am so effing hot. Like I was, maybe this should be in the next part, but I was like getting off. I was like, I look great. I look amazing. But
I like dressing up, but I was working those, the Florida road races, the foot races. Yeah. I would always work those on Halloween and it was that weekend. So I'd have to go to bed super early.
Do you think they need Saturday night. Someone?
I don't know.
I should probably reach out.
Might want to reach out, but I think they only have the one race now in St. Pete. They don't have that one anymore.
Said I did a great job.
That's good. I think you'll be invited back.
I hope so.
So I haven't had the opportunity to dress up in years. I'm not a fan. Like there's too much. Obviously, you know, BuzzFeed came out about you can't be other cultures for Halloween. They've set these ground rules of things you can't do. I was stuck to no like dressing as anybody. No, just go as like Dracula, werewolf, ghost. Like the classic.
That could be dangerous even.
It can. If your hat's a little too pointy, you can get in trouble. But it's if you're, well, what if you're, what about if you're a, see, I feel like the only way you can get around it is like, listen, you want to be, you're white and you want to be Jimi Hendrix, for example. Okay. Here's the workaround. Can't do blackface.
Mm.
You shouldn't. I don't really see what the big deal is, okay, frankly. But if you're going to do it, you got to be zombie Jimi Hendrix. And you got to have the green paint, the brown paint, the red, the blood.
Mm.
So that way it's not just all, you know, brown face.
Mm.
My friend did that, but
oh, it was
Jimi Hendrix. And he is one of the most liberal people that I know, to the point where it's almost annoying.
Like a Howard Stern, where he's like, I don't remember that life.
Well, I remember. Well, I have photographic evidence of it that I've kept in case I need to blackmail him. But I remember when he showed up. This was pre like wokeness.
Oh, what year is this? Give us like a circa.
Man, 2009, 2010.
Those were good years.
Those are fun.
Those were great.
Those are coming years. Out of 9/11. You're having fun again. You know. That was good. But I remember when he showed up as Jimi Hendrix with face paint on, in arm paint. Like he did the, you know, due diligence.
Yeah.
Thing. I went, what are you doing? He goes, what?
You were clutching your pearls.
I was, well, not canceled. Me.
No, I know, but you were, I like, was worried about him. This risk. Like, you're,
yeah, I was worried about him. Like, because it was like teetering on, obviously, it was taboo at that point, but nobody really said anything. But I'm sure people were like, whoa, wow. Clenching their butt cheeks a little bit.
Do you think anyone recognized him?
I don't know.
By the way, I know your friend. He would look so scary as a black person.
Like, yeah.
Just thinking about his face, but like 18 shades darker.
Oh, he's Irish. So he's the whitest of the white people.
Yeah.
But so if you're going to do that, you want to be somebody of an alternate race, just make sure you're a zombie version of that celebrity. That way you can kind of get around. Also, it's supposed to be like, to me anyways, it's not just dressing up. It's like spooky, scary Halloween.
Yeah.
It's not just, you can't be a pickle.
Yes, you can. You could be spicy. You could be sexy. You could be scary.
You could be zombie pickle.
No.
You could be jump blood on you.
I literally just wanted to put the pickle on.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
Well, frankly,
it was great and people loved it. So.
Okay. Right. I know people do. People do it all the time. Like, they just dress up as a thing.
Mm.
They're just like, I'm this celebrity, or I'm a banana or a pickle, and it's your costume.
Yeah.
But I just feel like it's supposed to celebrate spooky scariness of Halloween.
Right.
So it should be something spooky scary.
Yeah.
But anyway, the here's the full list from Google's top trending costumes of 2020. Oh, is this 2000? Oh, it is 2024. All right. Good. 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 I thought this was last year. I don't know who this is. Shrunken Head Bob from Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. Okay, you don't know what that is. Number two was Reagan.
I was wanting to be that because my hair is the perfect length. Yep. I am whitish, put on a cap.
Mm-hmm.
I could, you know, we're about the same body size. It would have been good.
That's the Australian breakdancer, by the way, in the Olympics, who was terrible.
Yes.
We got Catnap. From the Poppy Playtime video game, came in at number three. I don't know what that is.
No.
Dolores from Beetlejuice. Okay, a lot of Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, which is the second Beetlejuice movie. Did you see
it? No, didn't even know it was out. Or
I haven't seen it yet, but I heard it's terrible.
Okay.
Pomni from the Amazing Digital Circus series. Yeah. Is this kids' costumes?
No, not all of them.
Envy from Inside Out 2. Don't know what that is. Red from Descendants, The Rise of Red.
No.
Don't know. Sabrina Carpenter. I just found out who that was the other day.
I actually did a singer. Deep dive on her.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm very intrigued by her.
For Why?
Some reason. I don't know. I think I did you ever see Saltburn?
Nope.
Okay. For those watching, so her boyfriend is the guy, Barry Keoghan or whatever. And I watched Saltburn and I was waiting for the scene because everyone's like, there's this scene that is wild. It is insane. And the movie itself was a little spicy. And I'm like, I don't understand why people are getting so upset. And then I saw the scene and it shook me.
And she's in it.
No, but she's dating that guy.
Oh.
And I'm like, how can you be
with a guy.
What happened?
Did that. I can tell you in 1 minute.
Okay. All right. We'll save it. So let's just go quick.
Yeah.
Let's go quickly through then, because we're almost out of time for Radio St. Pete and podcast anyways. Lady Deadpool from Deadpool and Wolverine. Okay. And that's the top 10. You got Chipotle Burrito, Anger, Disgust from the Inside Out. I guess that's a big franchise. Wolverine, Anxiety from Inside Out, more Beetlejuice stuff, more Deadpool and Wolverine stuff.
Boring. Soldier Boy.
Soldier Boy. I didn't even know he was still around. That comes Soldier at number 24. Boy,
Isn't that from like 2012?
Well, he's back in costume form. Be careful.
Yeah.
If you're going to be Soldier Boy.
Careful.
Be careful. You know who I'm talking to, particular demographic. Be careful. Like, if you're going to just go as zombie Soldier Boy, that would be my suggestion. I don't think I'll be dressing up this year though either. But happy Halloween.
Yeah.
I hope you have fun. I don't know. I think we're going to go do something, right? For Halloween.
I kind of want to do like a fall festival thing.
I want to do I think St. Pete has a Central Avenue where they close it down.
Really?
On Sunday. Yeah. Okay. So let's do that.
Yeah.
That sounds... It's a Bucks game though. It was on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. We'll figure something out. Anyway, stay tuned. Podcast. Well, I guess not podcast, but Substack. It'll be on hmbradio.substack.com. You can subscribe there. If you're watching live, which many of you are right now, willsyoutube.com or Rumble, you can just stick with us because we're going to get right to the extra bonus, super spooky, scary content that will be not Halloween themed, but my personal life themed. And it is super scary. So you're going to want to stay tuned for that and check it out. If you want to watch it for free later, you can do that, but it won't be out till Sunday at midnight. So subscribe on Substack, hmbradio.substack.com. We're going to continue on over there. Goodbye, freeloaders.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.